Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's chapter reading from Lamb to the Slaughter, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com so you can test ride your own erotic fantasies for free, just for coming. You can know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, loosen any clothing, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice moving over and inside you. And when you're ready to enjoy tonight's episode, take a deep breath and hold it for a moment, and then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and feel the story caressing over your body, as you enjoy chapter 20 of Lamb to the Slaughter. Chapter 20, Diane. What the fuck? 15 missed calls from Bob. Well, if this isn't just a shitstorm way to start the day, I murmur, mainly to myself, perched on the side of Dominic's bed. I can feel panic beginning to rise like a cluster of electricity sparkling in my insides. My heart is racing, tension tightening my muscles. That young man was under my watch. I was meant to be keeping an eye out for him. He was my responsibility. Instead, I've gone on some little ego-fueled trip to look at a scene of the crime. What the hell was I expecting to see? Some unaccounted-for evidence that was carelessly missed in the bright light of a sunny day? That I might just trip over at night? It had nothing to do with helping Joseph. It had been about calming a jealousy, an irrational, toxic, backbiting resentment that was stupidly burning inside of me, that I had no rhyme or reason for feeling. Tears returned to my eyes with a vengeance, and it feels like the world is crumbling beneath me. Just yesterday, just 24 short hours ago, I had been standing a few feet away from him, advising him to write a letter. A letter! So damn stupid. So damn witless. For fuck's sake, the boy was illiterate. He was no more going to write a letter than he was going to plan a trip to climb Mount Everest. Repentance and remorse swirl in my chest like burning acid, as I wished there was some way I could retract what I'd said, what I'd done. I take a breath and press the screen on my phone and return Bob's call. He answers on the first ring, his tone harsh and hostile. Diane, what the hell happened out there last night? Was Joseph involved in this gang? Bob, I don't know what happened, but I'm going to find out. I stare down at my hand and the nails that need more than a manicure. And no, I don't believe he was involved with the gang. He wanted to write a letter of apology to Judge Halland, and I can only think he went to deliver it and got caught up in whatever that mess was. My eyes drift toward the bathroom, where Dominic is readying himself for the day. Questions and doubt and uncertainty all spiral through my mind at once, my head bubbling with suspicion. I didn't just turn up in his bed after being knocked unconscious the night before. Not without some link. How was he involved in all this? Were these some of his trainee wolves that had gone awry? Was there a problem Joseph was having at CNE that I hadn't noticed? Had they taken him out there to punish him for something? Or worse? Wave after wave of apprehension burns through my brain, accelerating the acute headache already stabbing through my sutured wound. I'm not being told the whole truth, that much I'm certain of. Dealing with people on trial every day has taught me how to recognize the signs. Body language, inconsistency and facial expressions are all key indicators to someone either lying or holding back all the facts. Turning a blind eye on secrets and untruths is something I don't condone. I need to find out exactly what all the facts are. For Joseph. Even if Dominic doesn't like what I find. Okay, Diane, I'll give you some time until the autopsy report comes back. But I have to tell you, I'm having my ass hauled over Mount St. Helen, and I don't want it burnt because of Dominic. Remember who you work for, Diane, he says with a warning to his tone. Give me a call in a few days. Hopefully all this crap will have calmed down by then, and you'll have some answers. Okay, Bob, I say dryly. I'll do what I can. As the call vanishes from the screen, I stare at the phone, hoping for some inspiration as to how the hell I can find out exactly what happened last night. CNE is where I need to begin. Whatever happened to Joseph must have started there. And Aiden is the first person I need to speak with. Alone. If anyone knows anything, it's him. Which I suspect could be an issue. With their deep loyalty to Dominic, when it comes to any of the residents at the home, if Dominic happens to be involved in this mess, I'm not going to get any answers easily. Lost in my thoughts, until the dark tone of his voice breaks my train of thought. I hadn't even realized that Dominic was standing in front of me. Do you want a shower? His blue eyes sparkle beneath the mask. I put out a spare toothbrush for you. Yes, most definitely. Very well then, the bathroom is yours. On bare feet, I head to Dominic's bathroom. His gaze and tense body somewhat nerve-wracking. In black shorts and a black dress shirt, the sight of him freshly dressed and showered sends a spark of heat through my body. We need to find out what happened last night. But I think, Ms. Hightower, you still have the remnants of sheep's clothing. Obviously, we should be going about things in very different ways. However, I think it would be best for both of us if we jointly interview Aiden Pierce, simply to save him any unnecessary stress. Being Joseph's best friend at the home, I suspect he might have an idea where he was going last night. If there was a letter, then Joseph couldn't have written it. And I believe he would have turned to Aiden for something like that. Afterwards, we can then pursue things in our own way. His tone and behavior seem somewhat pompous and overbearing, which suddenly has my temper rising, especially considering what had happened between us just a few short hours ago. Good idea, I respond in a clipped tone, studying his face for a moment, searching for a hint of something, a clue, anything. But all I can see is his jaw is more set, somehow resolute. What do you hide behind that mask, Dominic Delour? What secrets, other than scars, lay behind the leather? Hoping a shower will wash any confusion from last night out of my mind, I proceed to the bathroom with no more words. Filled with a sudden bout of strength and determination, I need to be on form, today of all days, regardless of the pounding in my chest and the heat between my legs. I need to be on form for Joseph. Well, 20 chapters in, only a few more chapters left to go. So what will happen? What will become of everybody? Now don't forget, you can pre-order the full version of Lamb to the Slaughter just by visiting me at wilddesires.com. And at the moment, you can get it for a discount rate. Now on Monday, we have a We have one of my stories. Yes, I'm going to be doing you a story on Monday. I'm not going to tell you much about it because I'm still creating it. So I look forward to seeing you on Monday when we can get wild in bed all over again. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild, wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.